There's a picture right now on coasttocoastham.com, and that picture you'll do very well, folks, to go up there, take a look at it. It's the Earth, and it shows the radiation pattern following the Chernobyl accident here on Earth. Go ahead and blow it up, click on it, blow it up, and take a look at what happened after Chernobyl and how much of the Earth was affected. And, of course, that'll go on and on and on and on for our lifetimes and much, much more. But Ed is saying now that a brewing nuclear reactor incident in Russia is ahead of us. You want to tell us about that, Ed?
Well, what we've been doing in the past decade, particularly as a result of your listenership and your show, is looking very far ahead at some of the worst things that we see, the worst disasters, the worst environmental catastrophes, geophysical catastrophes and everything, and we've been reporting those to the people in media. But things are happening so rapidly now. There's such a confluence of big things that it's better to actually look at the next up disaster, the next danger ahead, and then the next one, to have a radar screen that just reports the blips that appear on the local screen. In other words, within a month or so or a couple of months. And that allows people to prepare mentally and perhaps physically, geographically, you know, to take steps to protect themselves. So the next blip that we're seeing, and this, what we're doing now is we're going into what we call the matrix, the global mind. It's not the collective unconscious. It's bigger than that. It's mind. There's only one mind, and we're all plugged into it. We have consciousness, but each of our consciousness is a part of this mind. We go into that mind, and we look ahead. And so the next thing up, and this, it's adjudicated by mind, is an accident, an incident, a release of radioactivity, which is the greatest man-made environmental disaster of all, really, when you come to think of it. I mean, Chernobyl released 30 to 40 times the amount of radiation, radioactive fallout, that all the bombs did in World War II in Japan. That's a lot of radiation, and I won't go into the casualties that are still being produced by Chernobyl. It took 15 years to cap that thing, the reactor that exploded. I live in Ukraine, not very far from Chernobyl, but the fallout, the thyroid cancers were in Belarus, which was 90 miles away, and they're still experiencing thyroid cancers, and the long-term radiation effects are cumulative. I won't go into to radiation physics, but you know what I mean.
Do you have any idea the sarcophagus that is over that reactor is said to be rather unstable? I think 60 Minutes did a big piece on it, and it's not stable. Or have they now stabilized it, or what's the current?
There's not enough money to stabilize it, too. And, that, and to make matters worse, what Russia is doing is it's doing something terrible. But one thing, it's got all this valuable natural gas that it's selling to Europe and to the rest of the world, while at the same time it's not going to use that gas for themselves because they're making too much money on it. What they're doing is taking a lot of their old reactors, and this is actually illegal. It's against Russian law, but they're doing it anyway. They're extending the lifespan of those Chernobyl-like reactors, which cannot safely be extended. So you're going to have some more accidents. If you look at the classified reports, and you can't look at the classified reports, obviously, but if you knew about them, there have been hundreds and hundreds of accidents of releases of radiation on the part of the Russians, on part of Russian reactors, as opposed to Western reactors are very safe. They're very safer.
Yes. How many Chernobyl-like reactors remain in service? Do you know?
And they are being renovated and extended another 15 years, which is against Russian law, but Putin said, go ahead and do it. And some of the safety, there's no safety measures. They say that there are, but there aren't. These are graphite core reactors, like the reactor at Chernobyl, Reactor 1. And they cannot be safely renovated. And nuclear physicists know this, but the Russians don't care because it's cheap. Well, if it were a safe reactor, it would be clean energy, but it's cheap, and they make all the money off of gas because... But that's the situation that's changing, too, because now the Western world is saying, well, CO2 emissions are causing global warming. It's time to rev back up. Even some of the green supporters are saying maybe we should re-look at nuclear reactors, and indeed much of the Western world is starting to rethink and rebuild and redesign reactors. And now uranium is going through the roof. It's six times more expensive than it was a few years ago, almost $100 a pound. People are gearing up for uranium. The demand for uranium is huge because of global warming. So we're backing ourselves into a corner here. At the same time, scientists are not looking straight up at this thinning ozone layer, which is really going to hit us harder than global warming, much harder.
With regard to the nuclear accident that you see coming fairly soon, I guess I would like to know, of course, how soon. Everybody would. But another major accident with respect to what happened at Chernobyl, how big?
No, we don't know how big it is. What we could do with another probably three weeks worth of work is actually pinpoint the actual reactor itself. But that wouldn't do anything to stop the event because the Russians wouldn't listen to us. Right now we know that the reactor is within a grid of east 40 degrees to east 45 degrees, north 55 degrees to north 60 degrees. Within that grid there are three reactors. It would take us about another 3 weeks using remote viewing geofix work, which is very accurate. We're using it to find more gold in the Prescott, Arizona area now. We use the same techniques to home in on the actual reactor that will release the radioactivity. And we, at this juncture, we don't know how big it will be, but we know it will be significant enough to be reported.